views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everybody, welcome, 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 welcome to the show. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Hey, Mr. B.
Hi, Pat.
How you be?
I be good.
So I was talking to somebody this morning. And I was, and so, okay, do you ever
yourself
have time?
In the mirror, right? Because you're going to have a good day today. I'm going to love you. You're going to love me back.
I did.
All right, good.
I always do that every day. I do that. Yeah.
Good affirmations. Yeah.
I know, it's a very good affirmation. But I was telling them, and my brain was that we were in September. So I totally blew by July and August. And because of the weather.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because of the weather. It was like, is this July? Is it like summer? What did I do this summer? How did I do it? And then I had a moment and I said, oh my gosh, Pat. Ooh, seriously? You need a vacay.
Mm.
Just like Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy Rose Williams joining us here today. You need to just like go somewhere, like chill out, big time, all of the above. But then I realized that it's like the weather has turned in a strange way, right? And even when I took a look at the forecast in the upcoming, I don't know, whatever is going to be upcoming here, it's still kind of like chilly, right? I didn't see anything that said 90 and 100. But then again, we do have August, don't we?
That's next week. We're actually going to have some better temperatures next week.
Oh, there we go.
Yep.
See, Benny's on the know.
Yep.
We got a great show, Benny. You've got a special person right there with you.
We're high-fiving it.
Yep. We are going to be talking about many, many things today, but we're going to be talking about, you know, this incredible vision and message that Wendy brings to the world. You know, funny about this because, you know, we've known Wendy for a while, right? Carter's worked with Wendy to create audiobooks with her. That was fun. Carter loved doing that. But she has a special day today, Benny.
She does.
Benny?
Yeah. Well, should we find out what number it is? Oh, does it matter? Let's just do it. It's probably 20, 25, I'm guessing, maybe 25.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
25.
Thank you. 25. That's
right. Looking good.
Looking good. 25 and sticking with it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, 25 and sticking with it for sure. And you know, isn't that funny? Because today, right, we're talking about giving up the ghost. What does that mean? Giving up the ghost. What does that mean? What happens when we think about our lives, this earthbound energy we have, right? What happens to us? You know, what is it about soul retrievals that can improve our health and our well-being? And I got to say something very interesting, because I don't know if you all have understood the phenomenon that's happening now in our pop culture, because, you know, there is something taking on a whole life of its own when it comes to what we're talking about today. But Wendy Rose Williams, she is somebody that doesn't just help people release pain. And when I say pain, I'm saying the kind of pain that goes beyond, oh my gosh, I worked out today, my muscle hurts, right? There's nothing more piercing than energetic pain. See, right? Energetic pain. And this is what she's been trained to do. This is what she does. She does it worldwide. You know, whether you know her as a Reiki master, energy healer, spiritual teacher, hypnotherapist, all of the above, this is something that Wendy has been doing and helping others to move beyond the potentiality that they have called limited for themselves. And when Wendy Rose Williams sits down and writes a book, it is a book and a message to be reckoned with. And so what I love about this is, and somebody, Benny, called me out about this the other day. They said, you know, we heard you say on the radio, Pat, that people are calling you guys the Disney of podcasting. And I said, yeah, one of our listeners did that. And I get emails from Susie Hutchins. I get emails from almost every day. I love you, Susie. But we get emails from people that categorize us. And Wendy is the epitome of what that means. Because if you think that old school radio, the way radio was done a gazillion years ago, and I got to tell you, Benny, it's never been the case here. 15 years, Benny and I together, we don't even understand what old school radio is because we're not old school. But it's about storytelling. It's about synchronization. It's about helping people through the messages, but it's more than the messages. It's the absolute brilliant, brilliant flow of storytelling. That is what this talented author, healer, does best. Today, on our birthday, ooh boy, we got two copies of this book to give away. We're going to talk about it right now. Wendy, it's great to have you here.
Well, Pat, I'm so happy to be here.
So here's the thing. Let's talk about this. This is another book from you. And thank you for coming on. Thank you. Right. We're going to be autographing the book and sending it to people today. What is it about where you are in your life today that is calling you to take a message out, a message that's presented in this book, The Flow? Part one, I like to call it, right? What is it?
Well, what it is, Pat, is I feel really fortunate that I've been able to work through so many of my own energetic issues that I feel just truly peaceful and happy. And it's just a pleasure to get to share that with people that they can reach that place too. Because we can heal and release our energy in a lot of ways when we just get some know-how and just get some help and just get some techniques. So that's why it's just my great pleasure to get to do that with people, whether it's a workshop or whether a one-on-one session or whether it's via a book or via the radio.
So when I think about the times we live in, and without getting into the times we live in, how has this external environment altered the trajectory of what you're bringing to the world or not?
We have to follow our own path and know what our intuition is saying and just hear that quiet whisper of our own soul. So for me, that means I tune out traditional news. I don't read the newspaper. I stopped doing all those things 25 years ago and looked for what was positive and looked for what was insightful for me. And I just learned to balance when to go within and get my own knowledge. I mean, learning to meditate was just a game changer, as was having my own first sessions of past life regression. I mean, those were just so life-enhancing and so mind-blowing. That's why I trained and became a past life regressionist.
for people that may or may not know what a past life regressionist is, I think we need to take a moment to talk about it, because not only is it the basis for what you do in the world and how you're doing it, but it is really the explicit dialogue and narrative that shows up throughout your books, in the work that you do, and what you're known for. Let's take a moment to talk about that if we could, because I think it's important to talk about it for a lot of reasons. And I know the show, it doesn't go into that detail. There are other shows people can listen to where you do go into that detail. But there's a reason for talking about it, because, you know, there are things that we cannot explain in our current lives, no matter how hard we try to look at our lives and say, man, I don't know why this is showing up in, for me, because it isn't necessarily in the current life. Tell us about that, and tell us about how that body of work now has catapulted you towards this book.
Sure. Well, essentially, I'm a hypnotherapist, and I specialize in past life regression. And what that means is I'm helping people heal and release the energy that doesn't serve them anymore, whether it's from last week or childhood or from a previous lifetime. And what's cool is you don't even have to have the belief system. You just have to be able to relax as we do the session together, and I lead you through what's essentially guided meditations, as well as other therapeutic techniques that help you visualize and just relax until you're actually breathing, because most of us don't breathe. It's just pretty interesting. You know, we're up in our left brain, we're up in the ego, we're like jumping around like little jumping beans, and we're not living life, we're doing life. So it's just being able to change that and take true breaths of life and close your eyes and get into that place where your left brain calms down, you get into your right brain, you get into your heart, you get into your gut wisdom, and you're able to get to what's called a theta state, which is just like when you're falling asleep at night. You're half awake, you're half asleep. Same thing when we wake up in the morning. And a lot of really brilliant ideas come in there, because that's where our soul is. That's where our higher self is. That's where our guides can speak to us. Or it's those brilliant thoughts you have in the shower, and you're like, oh my God, where'd that come from? I have to remember that. Because it's just like such a surprise, because you're not thinking. And that's where your higher self, that's where your soul can speak to you, because you're finally quiet.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm thinking about, you know, the story in the book, which we'll talk about a little bit when we come back. But I'm thinking about how often, you know, we don't quite understand the confusion of our lives. Let's just call it chaos for a minute. And yet we have a sense that it's not of this life. So what I mean by that is, you know, we sit in the world and we stay so stuck in so much. And now we now know energetically that we bring generations, we bring past lives and beyond, we bring legacy forward. And to do this or discover this by oneself, I believe, is impossible. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the most incredible Wendy Rose Williams about the flow. And we're going to be talking about this prequel, Why So, and a little bit about the stories in here. Not everything about the stories in here, but a little bit about the stories in here. And just, what is it about the magic of this? And I say it is magical. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
No. College Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, JP99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Man, I got to tell you, I'm so thrilled to have Wendy talking with us today. It's really an honor. And, you know, so let's do 2 things before we really get into it. One, how can people find out more about you, Wendy Rose Williams? And then the book, tell folks the title of the book as well and where they can get it. And then you have a kind of a special way for people to get their signed copy. So take it away.
Absolutely. Well, people can contact me via my website, which is my full name, WendyRoseWilliams.com, Wendy spelled with a Y. And the first 2 people who request a copy of The Flow One Plymouth Plantation, the prequel, via my website will get their choice of an autographed copy or a Kindle copy. So go ahead and jump on that website, and I'll be happy to fulfill those requests today for the first 2 people that request it. And the other ways to reach me are via phone at 425-502-0362 or via Facebook and now on Instagram. So those are the places to find me. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram, again, under my full name, Wendy Rose Williams, since there happens to be another Wendy Williams that's holding a little bit of space. So I use my middle name, too. And the book is available on Amazon. Both my books are there. The Flow, as well as Regression Healing 1, The Huntsman, The Lord High Mayor, and The World War II Soldier. as well as on Audible as audiobook versions.
Wow. Wow. This is exciting. It's so exciting. Look, once upon a time, I shared a story that I of my experience with what I now know are ghosts. I didn't know then. I was a kid, and I walked into my house, like in the Bronx, and my dad was crazy about security. So bars on the windows, doors locked from the inside with keys. You couldn't get in and you couldn't get out. Once you were in, you just couldn't get out, right, without the keys. And I walked in one day through the basement, because that's how we had to come in. And there was this family, a man with a hat, a woman with a hat, almost in sepia kind of imagery, pants, old school pants, man, looked like something, I think, from the 30s and 40s, and a child. And I came to know later what that was. And hence, I was sent off to see the psychiatrist. But there, we live in a time now, we're talking about events like this, talking about ghosts. It's almost as if everyone gets it. Tell us about the ghost for you. Well, for this moment in this book.
What happened was I got married to my former husband in my late 20s, and it was in 1989. And we purchased a home in Boxford, Massachusetts, which is north of Boston. And I didn't check the purchase and sale agreement closely enough, evidently, because it included a ghost. I didn't know the house came complete with a ghost. And what happened was, my former husband traveled a lot on business, and he would be gone at least 2 weeks of the month, and often more than that because of his position. And I started hearing very quickly, within a couple weeks of moving into the house, I would hear these footsteps, and it would be like a dream. So it would wake me up when I was dreaming, and it was terrifying. Because I'm hearing these footsteps come up the flight of stairs to the master bedroom. And I'm home alone. I'm like way out in the country, no security system. This is before cell phones. I'm not a happy camper. And I would wake up from the dream. And what was especially concerning to me was the dream just kept going on, only I'm now fully awake. So we've passed lucid dream. We've just past the point where it continues. And I'm like, what is going on? Because I would see the house just drop away. And I'm sitting bolt upright in bed. I know I'm awake because I've pinched my arm so hard. I've got like a bruise the next day. I'm fully awake. And the house would just fall away. And there'd be this huge rock. And I would see again and again this young woman climb up onto the rock with some difficulty because she's wearing long skirts. And the reason she looked like a pilgrim, looked like colonial America 1600s to me, because she's got that distinctive little white apron on,
yeah,
over her blouse and skirt, and she's got the white kerchief. So she gets herself, clambers up on the rock, and she's looking toward the water. And you can't see the water from our property, but she's looking east, which is where the water was. And just the heartbreak emanating from her. I mean, I would just be crying. And I'm also going, what is going on here? This is not normal. What is wrong with me? I'm lucky I didn't earn myself a visit to the psychiatrist too, Pat. I'm sorry that happened to you. But it went on night after night. So the very first time it happened, it's funny you mentioned your story with, and locks are associated. I call the locksmith the next day and I'm like, I need a really good lock put on my bedroom door because there's something freaky going on. So the locksmith's like, okay. And I literally had just the top of the line lock put on the bedroom door the next day because this just was so terrifying to me. But over time, I realized this was a ghost. I mean, this was stuck energy. She couldn't hurt me. She didn't really seem to know I was there. She was just utterly heartbroken. And it was just so repetitive. It was just, she would do the same thing every time. She would climb up on this big rock and just be watching and watching and watching for her man to come back. And he was going to come over the water. He's going to come by sea. But he didn't come. So that's what happened.
Wow. Well, you know, so, I mean, isn't it kind of funny? I mean, like locks on the door. And what I came to know and believe about that childhood experience is that, yeah, there wasn't any amount of locks that my dad could put on the doors, bars on the windows, none of it that could absolutely ever work that would have any impact on keeping folks out. And so, you know, here we are in the world. What are the lessons we learn? What are the lessons we learn from, you know, these visits?
Well, I've learned that energy's eternal and emotions are timeless. So if you've got energy to release and you've got emotions you need to process, you've got an eternity to do that. You're going to take as long as it takes to do it, but it's going to keep coming up.
One of the things I want to talk about with you is the next step. Like, you write books that are, first of all, amazing, but you do it so naturally. How are you guided to write those books? And what was the guidance system for what we're about to talk about today?
I knew for a long time that I needed to write about Plymouth Plantation so that I could release my own memories from that time period and what had happened to me in that lifetime. So it's metaphysical fiction. It's historic fiction, but it's absolutely inspired by what was a profound experience for me of remembering coming over in 1623 aboard one of the Mayflower ships. So there just was so much angst around that experience and around that lifetime and around the sea captain that brought us over that I needed to write it down to purge it. And this book was hard to write. It took me 5 years on and off because I had to keep putting it aside because there was either so much energy releasing I needed to just give it a rest, or I just wasn't sure where it needed to go. So that was the process. And then I got very triggered. I saw a quick preview of National Geographic was doing a program. I think it was called Saints and Strangers regarding the experience at Plymouth. And I saw like less than 30 seconds of that preview on TV. I was just like, you know, it's commercial time. So I'm like running across the room to, you know, go get a drink of water or do something else. But they were showing the water and they were showing the ship coming in. And Pat, I almost threw up because I was like heaving up and down on a ship. And I was like looking down at my carpet in the living room going, I mean, it's like the carpet was gone. Yeah, the pattern's kind of busy, and it, like, turned into waves. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I'm just at sea. I'm, like, lost at sea. And I heard as clear as day, you need to finish that book. You need to share that book. So I went to bed because I literally was like, this is crazy, but I'm seasick. I am literally seasick. And I told my guides, yes, help me. I will finish writing that book. And that was the impetus for how it got completed.
Wow. And you know what? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to also let you know one more time how to get a copy of the book. And we are going to talk about the book without giving the whole book away. Because, you know, there are parts of this that I was really drawn to. But there are certain phrases in here and certain situations in here that are so massively important for our everyday lives as well. And, you know, when we think about the anxiety that we live in today, the states that we live in today, you know, what is it that has to do with the work Wendy does? But what is it about some of this? For example, Gwen. who later had to replace her own heart chakra in 2017. What is it about that? How was that done? Why was that done? And why is that important for each and every one of us to understand that we are energy? We are magnificent. And we have the ability to do so much. But I will tell you, there's a reason I have 5 coaches. I don't do it alone very well. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Donna Summer. Ah, we're talking about like how we get visited, right? Benny, you just got visited by Donna Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Donna Summer song?
Oh, that's up there. That's one of the top ones, the I Feel Love, of course.
Uh-huh.
But you have many more to make reference with on your side of things.
Well, I do have one.
Before my time.
I do have one. My favorite Donna Summer song, I wonder if you can find it, is State of Independence. That's my favorite, not only my favorite Donna Summer song, but it is one of my favorite songs. So there you go with that. But here we are, another fabulous book from Wendy Rose Williams. Wendy, before we dig deep into the book and really talk about a few things in here, at least some of the things I know I highlighted, and I'm sure you're going to want to share more about it, is, again, how can people find out more about you? How can they work with you? As well as how can they get a copy of the book, either purchase it or the free offering you have for folks today?
Yes. Well, please go to my website, which is wendyrosewilliams.com. And the first two people that request the book will get it for free, and I will get those out to you. So be happy to do that. And also, if as you look through the website, if you're interested in working together, I do offer complimentary 30-minute phone appointments. So you can request that from the website, too, and we can just discuss what's going on with you and whether we're a fit to work together. So that's something that I'm just delighted to offer and to do with people. And books
are
available on Amazon and Audible.
Awesome. You know, so we're talking about earthbound energies. We're talking about ghosts, and we're talking about the book as well. And we're going to do that right now. You know, part of this is about, if not all of it, is about healing, whether it's soul retrieval, whether it's, you know, in an aspect of our lives where we need to make a course correction, you know, a karmic adjustment, all of the above, right? But here you are writing this book, right? And you're writing a book that really taps into many, 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 many things. And one of the things that I was struck by in the book is the conversation about chakras. And the one in particular that I referenced before had to do with, and I'll just read it, and maybe you could share, but I want to read this part of the book. It says, Gwen would later replace her own heart chakra in 2017 with the help of a shaman, as she had not been able to heal her heart since that experience. And that experience is the one that you beautifully described before. Can we talk about that? Because I think this really epitomizes the essence of the work you do and how powerful it is.
Well, absolutely. Well, we have seven major chakras in the body, which are simply energy centers. And typically, if they're a little bit undersized or wobbly, picture them like a record on the record player. Typically, they can be repaired. And that's something that I do in sessions with clients. That's part of the regression healing work. And the higher self and the guides come in and help do that. So if your record is just, you know, scratchy, it's not the right size for the record player, just all these analogies, or it's not fitting together well with the other discs that we're going to stack in on top of it, of the other chakras, occasionally, and this is pretty rare, a chakra needs to be replaced. And that was what occurred where you're describing, Pat, because sometimes the heart, in this example, can just be so badly broken. It's like a weight in the chest, and it's just being dragged around from lifetime to lifetime. Yes, we go home in between and we heal, but we don't heal everything. So in this example, that heartbreak from that ghost was just so strong that I had three people stay in my home in the 3 or 4 years that we lived there. I didn't mention anything to them about this weird experience that I kept having there. So not a word, because I didn't know what to do with it. It just didn't really fit in my belief system. And, you know, late 80s, early 90s, you can't like Google these things. You know, there just wasn't the same kind of information available to us then. And three different visitors, none of them fanciful, you know, none of them psychic, all the next morning when I would say to them, how'd you sleep? You know, you need any more blankets? You need any more pillows? You got enough towels? You know, just typical hostess questions. Each one of them took me aside privately and said, I had the most vivid, weird dream last night of this heartbroken girl, this young girl from colonial America, and her guy's not coming back. And her heart is absolutely broken, and she doesn't know what to do. She seems really stuck. So how fascinating that energy was so strong that that different people mentioned this to me and just took me aside and had the same experience.
Wow. What do you make of that? I mean, let's talk about it, not just energetically, but let's talk about it from the perspective of availability, how available what we're talking about is for people. And isn't that part of why we're talking about it today? And you're writing about it, and you're writing the stories, and you're writing fiction, and you're really sharing this with people, because there is now, I think, an energetic opening where we are so longing for healing. You know what I'm saying, Wendy? It's like healing the planet, healing ourselves, and healing the earth, whatever you want to reference. But there's just this idea of woundedness that folks cannot find the right way to patch that up.
Well, it takes courage to be willing to explore things beyond, you know, our immediate senses of what can we, you know, see, touch, feel, taste, smell, you know, to be willing to acknowledge that there's more. There's just so much more. So it just took courage for, you know, each of them to bring that up with me. And I so appreciated, because it made me feel a lot less alone with the experience. It helped me really validate it, that there really was something going on that I needed to pay attention to and to deal with, even though I didn't have the foggiest idea of what dealing with it meant. And it took me many decades later before I was able to actually deal with it once again via a friend, because that ghost appeared to a friend, and I knew it was really time to work with that energy. And I had to learn what a soul retrieval was, because I didn't have the foggiest idea of what a soul retrieval was. And I believe our souls are eternal, and that we incarnate many times, many places to learn and to have experiences. And that when we have traumatic experiences, when we have heartbreak, or just have something that is so profound that we're just so shocked by it, I feel a piece of us can be left behind, that we can splinter, so to speak. And that when we heal, we're able to reincorporate that energy into who we are now, and just get to that really healthy, happy, peaceful place, because we've got it together and we're just able to do that soul retrieval.
Mm. Wow. Let's take a short break, Wendy, because I want to bring this home when we come back, because underneath all of this and the work you do and how you continue to do it is the absolute messaging. And let me just say it, it's right from the book, on how this can help you make this right. So in the book, it's, how can I help you make this right? We need to fix this now. Doesn't that say it all? How can we help you make this right? Wow. So when we talk about spirit, when we talk about higher self, when we talk about spirit guides, how can we help to make this right? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Thank you, Benny. That's a state of independence. That's my favorite Donna Summer song. That song right there, State of Independence. You try to listen to that song and not shake your booty. Try it. Not going to happen. Wendy Rose Williams in the house right now. And Wendy, why don't we go to the phone first, and then we'll make sure folks get plenty of information because we've got a fantastic caller.
Absolutely. Well, let's welcome Donya from Sacramento.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I have to apologize. I just woke up, so I missed the entire first part of the show. But Ben wanted to call, and he said Wendy wants us to call, so we had to.
Yes.
But I don't know if Wendy has mentioned Ben yet, but he kind of helped her at one point.
I have not, but I would love to give a shout-out to Donya and her friend Ben, who's on the other side. She has a wonderful blog called the zenofben.com, which is all about helping Steck ghosts cross over. And Donya and Ben played an important role in me being able to do this soul retrieval and get this ghost home. And in the back of the book, you'll see the article, the wonderful blog that she wrote about it. So thank you, Donya, for calling in and for what you do.
Okay, well, thank you. And I just wanted to give you an appreciation for the wonderful work you do. And Ben is standing here applauding and saying, yay, Wendy, go girl.
Well, thank you both. Thank you so, so much. You were the people that told me to, quote, Ben told me, quote, to put my big girl panties on and deal with it. And I know you were so embarrassed to convey that message, which I thought was hysterical. So, because, yeah, it was time to get it done. So thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Carry on.
Carry on. I love that. And let's do carry on. I know that this is a shorter segment, so one more time, how can people find out more about you?
Please go to my website, which is WendyRoseWilliams.com, and you are able to request a complimentary 30-minute phone appointment with me there, as well as learn what the services are that I offer. And my books are available on Amazon and Audible.
All right. So one of the things that I want to make sure we capture here is really the essence of the flow, part one. And we're talking about different parts of it, but can you give us a synopsis? Because we have an understanding of this body of work from you, but there is an overall thing that happens in the story that has so relevant to healing in the world we live in. Could you give us an idea without giving away the whole book?
Absolutely. The story is about letting go. I mean, picture a young woman who thinks she's meant to marry someone, and she thinks it so much, and she so believes it in her heart that it impacts her entire lifetime. Yes, she is able to get it together enough to meet a wonderful man and to get married and to have children, which in her times in the 1600s was honestly the best life that could be had at that time for a woman. But she's so stuck. She's so stuck on this belief that she was meant to be with the sea captain who brought her over on the ship because she'd recognized him and she knew that they were primary soulmates. And she thought that meant happy dance romance. And soulmates I see as being for lessons. And she just wasn't getting the lesson, which was to just let go. He wasn't interested. He was stringing her along, and she just wasn't getting it, even though her older sister tried to tell her, other people, her best friend tried to tell her and support her through this. But she was so stuck on her alternate version of reality, which wasn't the true reality, that she then became stuck after her death. And that costs us dearly when we do not go home to heal and we don't go home to pull up to that higher level to understand what the life was really about. Our energy really falls. We've just really, ghosts are low vibration. They can't hurt you. They don't have a body, but they are low vibration and they are an energetic disruption. So it was a pretty tough, slow lesson for that soul to learn over several hundred years, that she needed to have let go and to have gone with the flow and to have moved on, which she didn't do.
Wow. You know, look, it's really fascinating because this whole idea of being stuck is really up right now. So much so that, you know, people are looking for ways to really lift themselves up, you know, to really elevate out of whatever is going on emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, and otherwise. And, you know, we try to provide solutions from the day and age we live in, when in fact, the solution and where we're looking for it may not exist. And so I want to ask you this last question, and thank you for today, and thank you for coming on and sharing this with everyone, is how can we help people, you know, understand that help is on the way, but it may take engaging with someone like you, Wendy, to get it done and get it done quickly and get it done well?
Be willing to look for new solutions. Know that you have the right to have and enjoy a happy life, to choose your attitude, to be healthy, to have lovely, harmonious relationships and friends. Just be willing to heal. Be willing to take those risks, because it can feel like a risk. And a lot of us, just if you're working through that heartbreak, or if you've lost trust.
Yeah.
If you just can't trust yourself, if you can't trust the divine or some power, you know, something bigger than you, yourself, and you, you know, speaking of the little ego self, life's a pretty challenging, lonely place. So be willing, you know, be willing to do the work and be willing to try something different. That's my message.
Well, Wendy, I got to ask you this. Give out your website again.
My website is WendyRoseWilliams.com.
Oh, and last question, personal message. What is it from Wendy Rose Williams? Personal.
My personal message is just do your best to be kind. Love yourself first and just be willing to be kind to yourself and those around you because you don't know what they're going through and you haven't walked in their shoes. So just work on your own things, you know, to the best of your ability. And as you heal and raise your vibration, you'll be amazed how you do that for others around you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wendy Rose Williams, everybody. We have much more to come here. It's all about healing. Today's day about healing. But most importantly, take it from Wendy and take it from me. You know, both of us have had to get outside help to get us to where we are today, to really do the work we're called to do in this world. And, you know, I am forever, forever grateful, Wendy, for you, what you do, and how you keep doing it. So thank you so much.
Well, likewise, Pat. Thank you for giving us this amazing platform.
And Mr. Benny, yeah, boy.
Yep.
Thank you, Benny.
Thank you for being a bee.
Welcome,
all ladies. Right, everybody. Being a bee. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Saved, tired, said I tried to swim against.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.